Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we welcome you back courtside, Fordham University, Rose Hill Gym, where Monmouth leads the Rams 33-28 at halftime. I'm happy to steal a few minutes with Monmouth Assistant Athletic Director Greg Viscomi, who made the trip up today. Mentioned Greg's the one behind the Monmouth B-Ball Twitter today that you've been following. And Greg, hopefully they're listening to us and following you, because we had an interesting first half. It was up, it was down, but once MU took that lead late, after some nice defensive pressure, they go into halftime with their biggest lead of the game.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of good things going on for Coach Rice and the Hawks. Number one, no quit. You know, they were down by, I think, 8 or 9 at one point, 10 actually. And Coach Rice said, you're not out of this yet. And they came right out of a timeout and launched this little run here. And they've been doing a great job, just no quitting them. And part of that is getting Fordham's best players into a little bit of foul trouble. You know, they both had, at the end, I believe, 11 team fouls, but Monmouth has used so much of their bench that some of their role players or guys off the bench have fouls, while a lot of the Fordham starters have significant numbers of fouls, and that's going to be clutch coming down to the final 5-6 minutes here.
It seemed as though, really more so than any game recently, that's what I've been dealing with, more so than any game recently, MU just looks to have that looks to him back. They appear to be a little more aggressive, a little more confident, which is, and obviously you hope to say that because the last couple of games have been against really, really good teams, but they just look like that team that we saw earlier in the season, forcing turnovers, getting up and down the court, and then converting, going to the basket.
Yeah, they forced, I believe, 14 turnovers for Fordham compared to just 5 for Monmouth, really taking care of the ball. And you said exactly right. You're going out, you're playing against the Maryland's of the world, you're playing against some of the top 25 teams, and then you get, not that the Atlantic 10 is that much of a drop,
right?
But then you get back to playing teams that are more similar as far as athleticism as you are, and that's what you're seeing right here. Yeah, Fordham's got a little bit more height than Monmouth. They got a couple really good athletes, but Monmouth is being very well coached, first of all, and there's just no fighting them, and I think that's the biggest thing that anybody has seen here in the gym. And the one thing is, if Jesse Steele actually gets a couple of those to fall, this isn't even a game. And I think once he catches that hot hand, Coach Rice actually alluded to it, I believe, in the Villanova press conference. Once he finally gets those shots start dropping, Hawks are going to be a very, very good team.
Monmouth's led by Marcus Ware, 7 points at halftime. Neither team shot particularly well, but MU was able to turn Fordham's 14 turnovers, as Greg mentioned, into 13 points, and that has been huge. And then taking this 5-point lead. Also, Greg, something Gary and I have mentioned on the broadcast, it looks as though Marcus Ware is just a little more comfortable and playing a little sharper down low from where he's been the past few games. He's looked better tonight.
Yeah, definitely. He's more of an inside presence. And I think when he's down in the block and he's able to get some of those rebounds, specifically, I believe he had 2 or 3 offensive boards, Monmouth is just a much, much better team and a much different team. You know, rebounding was something that I think the Hawks knew that they were going to have a lot of a disadvantage in, just because of the height and I think some of the years on the team coming into this non-conference, this schedule. But when you get a guy like Marcus Ware, and Ed Waite's played pretty well as well underneath the boards, it really helps you get some more offensive possessions, get obviously on the defensive end. Even if you don't force a turnover, then you're getting the ball back. So I think a lot of that has to do with Marcus Ware today. And you're getting, you know, 7 points out of him, too, which is something you haven't had in a while. Who knows what he can do in the second half as Fordham has to start pulling some of these starters because they're getting in the 3 and 4 foul range.
And, Greg, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but 6 non-league wins would be a huge improvement for this team if MU's able to hang on and win.
Yeah, 6 non-league wins. If you look at the losses, there's really not too much shame in any of them. You know, you lose to Villanova, you lose to Notre Dame, you lose to Maryland. I mean, those are 3. You lose to Syracuse. I mean, that's 4 out of your 7 losses are against teams that any other year you wouldn't expect to come out with a win against anyway. So I think that would be really big. I mean, they got 20 more minutes of basketball here to play, but you're in an opposing gym, which, you know, can get loud. And you're up by 5, and you maybe haven't played your best basketball, your best half of basketball. They played well in spurts, but I think one thing they definitely got to do is knock down some of those free throws, only going 8 of 15 in the first half.
Final question, Greg, and then we'll get you out of here. What are your New Year's Eve plans?
I suppose I'll be driving back with you.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see my lovely wife and my three children who will be sleeping. And, probably watch Ryan Seacrest or one of those other network buffoons. And then call it a night. Start all over. Got a big, big day ahead of me tomorrow. Watching Michigan and the rest of college football.
That's right.
New Year's Day tradition for me. It involves a lot of beverages and a lot of college football.
I'm with you, Greg. Thanks for joining us at halftime. Good luck in the second half. We appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, Andy.
That's Monmouth assistant AD Greg Viscomi joining us here at halftime. Monmouth 33, Fordham 28. We'll step out for 30 seconds and bring it right back with the second half here on the Shore Sports Network.
Bike, Blade, and Ball in Howell, the Jersey Shore's premier cycling, running, skating, and sporting goods store, offering a huge selection of bikes and accessories at unbeatable prices from brands like Jamis, Raleigh, and Diamondback. They carry top-of-the-line running shoes from Asics and Brooks, plus they carry a great range of sporting goods, baseball, racquetball, football, hockey, volleyball, and more. Bring the family while you shop. Their indoor batting cage, arcade, basketball, and air hockey tables will keep everyone entertained. Bike, Blade, and Ball is the intersection of Route 9 South and Alexander in Howell, behind Amazing Savings. For hours and information, call 732-987-6267. Closed Saturday.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Back here, just getting ready for the second half. Quickly run down the rest of the first half statistics. Mentioned Marcus Ware, 7 points, led the way for Monmouth. Deion Nesmith had 6 points off the bench. 7 points for Mandel Thomas, led the way for Fordham, who will have the basketball to begin things here in the second half. MU leading 33-28. Ready for the final 20 minutes of basketball in 2012. Gary and myself, thank you for making us part of your New Year's Eve right here on the Shore Sports Network and on WMCS. Caught you mid-spitting the gum out.
I was unprepared for that.
That's okay. That's all right. I didn't tell you what was coming. All right. Fordham will be going left to right here in this second half. MU, actually, Gary, opens up the second half in a 2-3 zone of their own. The same five starters that started the game for both teams. Smith, downloader rooms. His layup is too strong. He battles Ware for the rebound, loose ball. Players go diving to the floor. Jump ball will give it over to MU on the alternate possession.
Hawks again come out aggressive defensively, and that's been a key to their success all year. When they play aggressive defensively, it leads to offense.
Played 30 seconds here. That's the 15th turnover for Fordham. See if MU can convert these into points. Nicholas at the left elbow. Goes back to Steele, top of the key. Head weight. Flips it over to Steele, into the left corner to Spinella. He'll circle back, top of the key. Right corner, it's Nicholas. He'll drive. Crazy lefty shot is missed. Goes out of bounds off of Gaston. Nice hustle by Nicholas. Fresh shot clock for the Hawks. Play just about 1 minute here in the second half. Wait, top of the key. Nicholas around a screen just inside the three-point arc. Got it to go. 35-28, Hawks lead.
Been a more quiet game for Red Nicholas. That's his first bucket since that contested three earlier in the first half. Let's see if he can get it going here.
Back to the man-to-man here. Frazier picks up his dribble. Rooms top of the key, threw it away. Excuse me, Spinella intercepted it. And then lost out of bounds as Fordham tried to take it away. It was poked out from Thomas. It'll be Hawk ball. It's the first time in this game my little cold jumped in and interrupt. Apologize to the listeners. A minute and a half gone by. Monmouth up by 7 with the ball. Head weight in the right corner. Now over to Ware. Nicholas around a screen. Driving into the paint. Pull up from just inside the line. No good. Marcus Ware offensive rebound. Steal for three. In and out again. Rebound to Gaston.
That's three of those that have gone halfway down for MU today.
Nice move to the paint. And converted by Gaston. 35-30. And back the other way. MU threw one away as they were looking ahead for Nicholas on an outlet pass. Fordham gets it back down five. Just over two gone by. Frazier picks up his dribble. Goes to Thomas. Now over to Smith. Catch and go. All the way. Shot missed. Offensive rebound and putback is good by Canty. And it's a one-possession game again at 35-32.
Does it appear that the Hawks can match up size-wise with Ryan Canty at 6'9"?
Spinella just inside the three-point arc off to the right. Canty pulls it down. His size again making a difference. Frazier in transition leaves one for Gaston. His shot is missed. Blocking foul called on Marcus Ware. Marcus's third foul. Comes with 17-12 to go in the second half.
A lot of contact from Gaston there. I think Marcus might have set his feet inside the semicircle. And that, the semicircle might have come into play on that one because there was a lot of contact on Gaston's end.
Gaston has six at the line for a couple now. He makes the first free throw. It's now 35-33. Coach Rice and Coach Phelps instructing some of the MU players while we wait for the second free throw. Might be able to hear that in our crowd microphone. Gaston misses the second. Canty another rebound. Over to Frazier. Has it on the right wing. Into the lane. His pass is taken away by Ed Waite. Ahead to Steele. Nice bounce pass to Spinella, who finishes off a beautiful bounce pass from Nicholas on a well-run three-man break.
Man, that was a good feed from Red Nicholas right there. Tic-tac-toe from the Hawks.
37-33, MU leads. Smith, an answer for three, gets it to go to cut that Monmouth lead to 37-36. And Coach Rice is going to take a timeout. First timeout here the second half. Monmouth on top and only by a point now. 37-36, 16:35 to go, second half. We step out for 30 seconds here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
That once five-point Monmouth lead that ballooned to as big as seven, now down to a point, 37-36. We've played 3.5 minutes here in the second half of action. Alongside Gary Kowal, I'm Eddie Iacopinti. Laura Majika back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast. And again, thank you for bringing Gary and myself and the Shore Sports Network into your home, car, computer, wherever you are on this New Year's Eve. Gary, in order for MU to ensure that it's a good New Year's Eve for Hawk fans, after Fordham cut this lead to a point, what do you see throughout these first 3.5 minutes that MU didn't do then that they did in the first half?
I think it's been a struggle for Monmouth starting this half down low. It's been a lot of Ryan Canty. It's been a lot of Chris Gaston. Canty stands at 6'9", Gaston at 6'7", Khalil Brown and maybe Marcus Ware, probably the only guys in terms of physical size that can match up with those two. And Canty, he's a skinnier, lankier kind of a center, but his size has just been extremely, extremely important for this Fordham squad.
Well, you mentioned those two players. They're on the court with Nesmith, Nicholas, and Steele. Right around the screen, into the lane. Trying to go all the way. Shot blocked by Gaston, but they do call a late foul on Chris Gaston. Very late whistle will be Gaston's third foul. So Andrew Nicholas will go to the line. He has five this afternoon, this evening. I believe it's shifted. It looks a little darker outside.
Yeah. 5:30, approaching 5:30.
Red hits his first free throw. This was an early start today, which is good because unless you like being in New York City on New Year's Eve, you don't want to be in New York City on New Year's Eve. Nicholas missed the second one. Ware had the offensive rebound. He still has it. Finishes strong with two hands at the rim.
Just aggressive from Marcus Ware right now. Grabbed that ball away. He got the rebound, lost it, ripped it away from a Fordham player, and it went up strong. Really like what I'm seeing from Marcus tonight.
here a little over-aggressive. He'll be whistled for his fourth foul. So as good as he's been, he'll probably have to take a seat now with MU leading 40-36. And that'll get Ed Wade off the bench.
That's been a little bit of a problem for Marcus here this year. The foul situation has been a problem. He's fouled out of a couple of games. He's picked up early fouls in a few. He has to come out here. With 16 minutes left, we probably won't see Marcus until much later in this game, if we even see him again. I'm sure we will, but it won't be for a while. So I think Fordham looks to attack.
MU up four. The Rams have to throw it all the way into the backcourt. Look for Marcus around that under eight media timeout. Smith with steal. Now over to Mandel Thomas, right wing. Drives right baseline. Pull up from 15 feet. Too strong. Gaston tips the rebound to himself. He's going to go to the basket and get it to go, cutting the Mammoth lead to two. And back the other way. A kick ball by Fordham, and that'll get us to the media timeout. Mammoth 40, Fordham 38, 15:39 to go. We step out for 1 minute on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Mammoth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Mammoth leading Fordham 40-38. Say it's louder during the media timeout than it is during the game.
Yeah.
Mammoth up 2, 15:39 to go here in the second half, Gary. And we see the Fordham size continue to bother MU. Gaston with that last basket as MU will inbound as they move right to left. And we've seen Canty be a force, Gaston be a force, both of those guys on the floor right now.
They've both been extremely good, and I wouldn't say that they are playing as well as Mammoth. Just doesn't have the size to defend them, and it's tough when you don't have a guy like they had a year ago, maybe in Phil Waite, with his size at 7'1". At the very least, you get him down there to play the size game.
Steal top of the key, straight away three, wave off his 3-point attempt. There was a wild sequence before that. Not exactly sure.
I think they're resetting the shot clock, but I don't think they should stop Jesse in the middle of a shot for that.
Well, the ball never hit the rim either. Unless they didn't reset it from the previous possession.
Well, it's now down to 33. It was at 20 when they blew the whistle. They put it at 35 and then 33. I'm of the belief that you at least let Jesse get the shot off before you decide to reset the shot clock.
Well, the only good news is the shot didn't go in, so MU with another life here. Ed Waite drives. His shot is blocked by Canty. Gaston in transition. He'll tie the game at 40 after a nice move with 15:10 to go. Got a brand new ball game in the Bronx. Nesmith bobbled it momentarily. Gets it back. Floater over. Canty is missed. Another rebound for the big guy. And then he is fouled from behind by Khalil Brown. My mistake, they're going to change that foul and call it on Ed Waite. That's his third. Gary, this game turned when Coach Tom Pecora went with Canty and Gaston on that front line.
Certainly has.
Frazier has it knocked away by Nesmith. Fordham to inbound. Under 15 to go in this game.
What I would say, though, is these two teams are very evenly matched. We're tied at 40 with 14:51 to play. They're very evenly matched. They do a lot of things the same on both ends of the floor.
Fordham inbounds. Frazier, top of the key to Gaston at the right elbow. He'll drive right corner. Shot over Ed Waite is missed. Gaston offensive rebound. His putback is missed, but he's fouled. Fourth foul against MU this half. That's Khalil Brown's third.
Foul situation kind of strange for Mammoth. Everybody who has picked up a foul has multiple.
Hey, you're right. Gaston makes the first free throw, giving Fordham back the lead at 41-40. He's got 12. First player in the double figures for either team. Misses the second one, and Ed Waite pulls down the rebound. So MU down one with the ball. steal. Runs it up court in a hurry. Works its way over on the left wing to Nicholas. Steal. Pull up just inside the arc. An air ball to the left. Ed Waite saves it. Tipped, however. Now back the other way with Fordham. Mandel Thomas leaves one behind for Frazier. Stop and go. Kicks it out. This is Smith. Nice fine down low to Canty, who I believe is going to be called for traveling. He either traveled or went out of bounds. Either way, the Hawks get it back. Sloppy start to the second half with Fordham leading Monmouth by a point. Ed Waite has it right wing into the right corner. It's Steele. Hits a cutting Nicholas just inside the three, or the foul line is missed. Frazier pulls it down. Tried to bounce it to Gaston. Makes a tough catch in transition. Misses the shot. Canty gets the rebound and the putback. Coach Rice is going to take a timeout with Fordham leading 43-40. And since Monmouth, Gary, led 35-28, it's a 15-5 Rams run.
The Hawks have started this second half generally the same way they went on a little bit of a dry spell in the first half. They have not been able to get their field goals to fall. Jesse Steele has missed a couple of three-pointers. Nicholas has missed a couple of deep twos and some mid-range jumpers. They just haven't been able to get their shots to fall. That's about the long and short of it.
MU only shooting 33% from the floor as we'll keep the action right here. Again, Fordham 43, Monmouth 40. Next broadcast of Monmouth men's basketball is this Thursday as the Hawks will go to Wagner and begin Northeast Conference play for the final time when they take on the Seahawks at 7 p.m. And Wagner lost coach Danny Hurley in the offseason to the University of Rhode Island, another Atlantic 10 school in the same league as Fordham. But they appear to be still a very good team, Gary, in the Northeast Conference. They are playing tremendous defense, maybe not scoring the ball like they were last year, but still a team that's going to be in the mix for definitely a playoff spot and maybe that NEC bid.
Very talented team. They have the addition of Dwan Anderson this year, who definitely helps, and you add him on to guys like Latif Rivers. They're a very talented and deep squad.
Yeah, Rivers just kind of came back from a knee injury. He said the game he was targeting was the Monmouth game, so lucky for Monmouth. Hawks ball down three. Deion Nesmith drives. Shuffles it over in the left corner to Spinella, who's come back in. He'll hand off to Nesmith, top of the key, right back to Spinella. Top of the key for Steele. Jesse pumps for three, now takes a three for the tie. No good off to the right. Tapped out, Fordham ball. Smith, Frazier, his pull for three. Good! Fordham on top by six.
Mama's shot's not falling, Fordham's are.
Spinella drives. Khalil Brown will try to answer with a three, and he does, cutting that Fordham lead in half with a triple from the wing.
Maybe I take that back.
Well, if it's going to help him make shots, you can say it whenever you want. Frazier, who just hit that three, drives and kicks. Smith will try a three, short. Nicholas boxes Smith out. It goes out of bounds. Back to MU. 12:45 remaining. Monmouth can take the lead with another three. They're down 46-43. Spinella makes a nice move around Gaston. Right into his body. Gets the layup to go. Good strong move by Spinella.
Spinella kind of taking over the role of Marcus Lair on the floor as we get a foul at half court.
An absolute flop by Chris Gaston. And I'll call Deion Nesmith for the foul. Deion fighting through the screen. Gaston saw it the whole way. You don't see that one called too often.
You can't get fined for that in college.
You can't. You can't. This is the NBA that Mr. Stern is calling the other team. Mandel Thomas, double team. Flips it to Smith in the corner. Swishes home that three. Back to a four-point lead, 49-45.
Three balls been falling for the Rams. The Hawks didn't get out on the shooter there, though.
Under 12 to go. Nesmith over to Spinella. Steele top of the key. Quick pass to Nicholas. Now Nesmith will drive. Dion's shot blocked out of bounds, but they called the foul before that. The foul will go. I believe they're going to get it on Mandel Thomas, and they will. We've reached the under 12. Fordham 49, Monmouth 45. 11:46 to go. 60-second timeout here on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Alongside Gary Kowal, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Lauren Bajica back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast. Monmouth trails Fordham, 49-45, just under 12 minutes to go in this game. And Gary, you've referenced it a couple times during the game. MU still struggling from the floor, shooting 35.5%. but only down four, thanks in large part to their defensive hustle and their ability to make timely shots.
Yeah, that's been a large part of it, and the field goals haven't been falling. They went through a drought like this in the first half and recovered with a big run at the end of the half. We'll see if they're able to bail themselves out in the same way here. We saw Christian Wayne as a spark earlier on. I don't know if he's an option now with 11:46 to go, but I definitely think he was a key to that run at the end of the first half.
Steal between the circles. Spinella, left wing. He's going to pull up on Chris Gaston. Miss it short. Frazier battles Nicholas for the rebound. Canty comes in and cleans it up. He and Nicholas then shove each other a little bit. Down low, Gaston. He'll move on Spinella. Clears him out. Has it knocked away. Keeps his dribble alive. Moves to the middle of the floor. His shot is missed. Spinella with the rebound. Outlet to Jesse Steele. Monmouth still down four. Steele goes down low. Nicholas. Nice spin by Red. Lefty shot good. A teardrop over Canty. Under 11 to go. Gaston off the pick and pop. Misses a jumper. And Canty and Nicholas fight for the rebound. They're going to call that on Canty. That'll be his third. Credit Nicholas. Good positioning down low.
A couple of the important Fordham players are in foul trouble here as well. Thomas with four. Now three for Gaston and three for Canty.
Monmouth down 49-47. Steele brings it up with Spinella, Nesmith, Nicholas, and Khalil Brown. Nicholas on the right wing. Will drive baseline. He's fouled by Frazier. It's Frazier's first foul. Fordham's fourth as a team. Comes with 10.5 to go. Ryan Rooms checks back in. He'll take out Canty, who gave Coach Bacora and crew some really good minutes. Spinella on the inbound. Top of the key, Nesmith. Steal around a screen. We'll go to Spinella. He'll pump it a three and drive. Steven misses the one-handed dunk. Oh, man. That would have been a rim rocker. And they call a foul on Fordham. Wow.
That would have been some dunk.
Who was the foul called on? They call it on Rooms. I'll tell you, that's an extremely, extremely tough call on Ryan Rooms. But, oh, man, how about that attempt by Spinella? Went up with the one hand.
He pump faked the three from the wing and ducked under the guy that was guarding him. When he got to the baseline, he saw that lane and just decided to take it.
Spinella hits the first free throw off of the window. I didn't think the bank was open New Year's Eve. As Monmouth now down just by a point. Spinella misses the second. And the rebound comes down to Rooms. This game is... That's a good one. Got a competitive college basketball game. Frazier drives out to Smith. Floater in the lane. No good. Spinella with another rebound. His head up now. Steven has it taken away from behind by Smith. Ahead to Gaston. He's going to miss the layup. Frazier misses one putback. Misses another one. And then he'll lose it out of bounds, but off of Khalil Brown. Under 10 to go now. Monmouth down one. And this game has certainly picked up.
What a wild sequence, Eddie. This just has the feel of one of those games that's going to come down to the last few possessions.
It really does. It's exciting. The ball might not be going into the basket very much, but it is exciting. Jermaine Myers back into the game. Entry pass for Gaston, who's fouled. And a call that foul on Spinella. Coach Rice is still upset that Mama didn't get a foul call when Spinella had the ball taken away from behind. Kind of sitting down, biting his lip, you can see. Inbound to Frazier. Cross court, Meyer. Smith, a three in the corner. All net again. Another triple for Brian Smith. He's got 13. Khalil Brown will try to answer. Wildly missing a three there.
That's a low percentage shot in this situation.
Well, he pump faked and then he threw it up. Not a good one. Frazier try to bounce past it right into the stomach of Spinella and out of bounds. Brown will take a seat. Ed Waite will come in. He was actually at the scorer's table pre that wild shot. Gary Cox will also come back in. He'll take out Deion Nesmith.
We've only seen Gary for about 15 seconds, maybe less than that in the first half. See if he can provide a spark. I think the Hawks need somebody. I don't know if they need a spark, but they need somebody who's going to get their shot to fall.
Well, Gary is a shot maker, no doubt about it. He does take a lot of them up. He's guarding Myers here. Gets around him, flips it into the corner. Another triple for Smith. Another triple in! 55-48. Ryan Smith is on fire. Steal. Leaves one for Ed Waite. Ed, nice secondary break. Gets that little teardrop to go. 55-50. Myers around a ball screen. At the foul line, Gaston. Myers a three from straight away. Way off to the side. Spinella with the rebound. Outlet to Jesse Steele. Bounce pass to Cox. Gary's shot is missed. Rebound comes down to Andrew Nicholas. Red has it taken away by Frazier. He's going to catch it on the dead run and go. One-on-one with Spinella. His shot blocked, but they call a foul on Steven Spinella. That's his fourth foul. MU seventh. And Frazier hit the deck very hard.
He hit the covering that they have the basket on for the stand of the basket. He hit that real hard. Looked like with his shoulder. I thought it was his head initially, but it looked like he got shoulder first, thankfully.
So two free throws coming for Fordham's leading scorer, Brandon Frazier, who this afternoon has 7 points. The Rams lead Monmouth 55-50 in a game that really has picked up tempo-wise. Clearing a spot on the floor. Frazier's couple of free throws await us here. 8.5 to go in this game. First free throw is made. Fordham in this game has committed 17 turnovers. But they lead by 7 now. 8.5 to go. Jesse Steele on the left wing. Top of the key, Nicholas. Quick catch and shoot for three. Off the backboard and off the rim. Head weight put back is no good. Rebound comes down to Myers. Long outlet to midcourt and Frazier. He goes one-on-one with Steele. Kicks it out. Myers for three. Oh, Fordham's reigning. A 10-point Rams lead. For the second game in a row, Monmouth's opposition just raining from three.
It's their eighth.
Steele drive, floater in the lane, short. Ed Waite rebound, putback is missed. That'll get us to the under eight media. Biggest lead of the game, 60-50, 7:52 to go here in the second half. And we step out for 60 seconds on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
Subscribe to the Asbury Park Press and get home delivery of the press by logging on and going to app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press, a proud supporter of Monmouth Athletics on the Shore Sports Network. Wait for that horn to go. We'd also like to thank our friends at the Boathouse Bar and Grill down in Belmar, located at 1309 Main Street. In Belmar, the Boathouse Bar and Grill is your spot for college basketball, the NBA, your football playoffs, and more. Go visit Matt and Tim and everybody down there. BoathouseBarandGrill.com. And don't forget to find them on Facebook and Twitter. Got a good one here in the Bronx, even though Monmouth now down, Gary, by their largest margin, 60-50, just under eight to go.
You said it. I mean, I can't add any more to it. Fordham has just lit it up from beyond the arc.
Ed Wade at the foul line, two free throws for Ed. He's got five in this game. His first free throw is missed. MU in a danger area here. Need to keep battling with Fordham. They can't allow this lead to get much bigger than it already is.
Got knocked on your free throws on the comeback trail, too.
Wait, hit the second one. Monmouth will pressure up now. Fordham up by nine with the ball. Frazier will cross the timeline. Canty back into the game. Frazier, double team. Flips it over to Gaston outside of the three-point line. Right back to Frazier. Dribble over on the right wing. Left-hand dribble to the top of the key. It's a cutting Smith. Down low to Gaston. And Gaston has it taken away, but Gary Cox fouls him from behind. Monmouth's eighth team foul. Gary's first. It'll be 1-1 for Chris Gaston. That'll get Deion Nesmith into the game. For Gary Cox. Just under 7.5 remain. Gaston's first free throw is made. He now has 13 in this game. 61-51 Fordham. Gaston hit them both. They're up by 11. Steal into the front court. Between the circles, calling out signals. On the left wing, he got it back from Nesmith. Takes the lob attempt. Jesse now into the lane. We'll drive on Myers. His shot is missed, but he's fouled. Two free throws coming for Jesse. It's Myers' first foul. 7:09 remaining. Steele has been quiet, Gary. Only has 2 points in this game.
Yeah, they came early on a transition layup.
He hasn't scored in a long, long time. Hits his first free throw. Putting that lead back to 10. Jalen Palm will check in. See if Jesse can make the second one. And he does, cutting that Ram lead to 62-53. Full court pressure here. Smith to Myers. Frazier. Alley-oop to Canty. What a beautiful way to break a fast break. Ball never hit the ground. Palm will try a three, way off. Smith pulls it down.
Things unraveling quickly here for the Hawks, Eddie. They got to get something going quickly. Only 6:45 to go.
And they're down by 11. Gaston down low, double team. Turnaround shot is good. 66-53. Monmouth will not take a timeout. They're going to bring it into the front court. Spinella on the right wing. And now Coach Rice will take a timeout. With 6:24 to go, and MU with their biggest deficit of the day. Gary, they're down 66-53.
There's been problems for the Hawks all over the floor. They haven't been able to knock down their shots. Eddie, they've been out-rebounded in this game to this point, 46-28. It's been a whole lot of Chris Gaston. It's been a whole lot of Ryan Canty. I sound like a broken record. We've talked about it so much, but they've really been the driving force.
It's been a lot of outside shooting as well. Don't forget about Brian Smith, who's 4 of 8 from 3. He's tied with Gaston for the game high with 16 points. But you know, that last little fast break after the pressure, I mean, that was a thing of beauty. Yeah, Coach Pecora will show that at coaching clinics for years. Ball never hit the ground. Pass, alley-oop, dunk.
It was pretty.
Monmouth with the ball. They're down 13. Steele will try the alley-oop for Nesmith out of the timeout. It was deflected away by Smith and taken away by Gaston. Fordham ball up 13. Frazier gets a screen from Canty. He backs up. He'll go one-on-one with Ed Waite. Smith will try another three. In and out. Ed Waite with the rebound. Outlet pass to Steele. Under six to go. Steele to Spinella. Right back. Steele for three. Too strong. Rebound to Myers. Outlet to Frazier. Right back to Myers. Bounce pass to Smith. He'll lay it in. Fordham's looked really good here the last about 8 minutes of this game or so. Spinella will try a three. This one rattles in. Spinella, the first Hawk in double figures with 12. 68-56 now the lead.
That's just the Hawks' fifth made three-pointer. They're now 5 out of 21. Fordham 12 of 20. That's really your difference right now.
Gaston will bring it over half court, and Fordham will take a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout. 5:07 remaining in this game, 68-56. Fordham leads Monmouth. I'd like to thank our friends over at Topic Frozen Yogurt, the official frozen dessert sponsor of Monmouth University Athletics and the presenting sponsor of Hawkstars, the new kids club for MU Athletics, for their continued sponsorship of MU Athletics on the Shore Sports Network. Go visit Marty and Company over on Ocean Avenue, right in West End. It actually sounds delicious right now because I'm starving. Should have had something pregame. I can't believe you talked me out of getting a sandwich. You actually didn't talk me out at all. I'm just blaming you.
Yeah. I don't even think we discussed sandwiches.
It didn't get brought up, but I'm really hungry. Marty, we'll see you in the new year. In 2013. This is the final broadcast of Monmouth basketball on the Shore Sports Network this year. The final sports broadcast on the Shore Sports Network this year, with the OBM Christmas Classic just finishing up. And this game will lead us into 2013. Smith will try a shot, no good off of the window. Canty pulls down a rebound, and he is fouled. If it's Marcus Ware, it's number 5, and I think it is going to be the fifth foul on the Monmouth senior.
It's unfortunate, Eddie, and it almost seems like this Fordham run started just a short while after Marcus had to come out. He was playing so well down low, but on the other side, I don't know how much it would have affected things, because Marcus is not a guy who defends the perimeter, and Fordham built this lead by knocking down a bunch of triples.
Yeah, 8 threes, and doing the majority of that, it seems, in the first couple of minutes of the second half. Fordham was 2 of 9 at halftime from 3. They're 6 of 9 here in the second half.
Kind of a new-look lineup for Monmouth right now. You have Steele with Nesmith, but then you have Cox, Brown, and O'Gara.
Interesting lineup. Canty's free throw is good. 69-56. Fordham leads with exactly 5 minutes to go in this game. Canty's second one, too strong. Khalil Brown pulls down the rebound. Steele will run it up floor. Over to Nesmith. Dion spins on the baseline. His shot's missed, but he is fouled. 8th foul against Fordham. We're going to call that one, I believe, on Smith. It's his 4th. Jalen Palm will check in. Also ready to check in, I see Mandel Thomas.
I'd like to point out, we haven't seen Jeffrey Short for Fordham since he tweaked his leg in the first half.
Yeah, look over on the bench. I actually don't even see him on the bench either. He's actually
behind the bench.
Yeah. So whatever he injured has kept him out for the rest of the game as Palm and Thomas come in. Nesmith hit both free throws. 69-58 now the lead. And a full court pressure here by the Hawks. Fordham will break it as Thomas now will be called for traveling. He either traveled or he carried, I thought, and it'll be a travel after the officials confer. MU will get it back. 4:44 remaining.
He's slow to get up. And he's got a grimace on his face as well.
Steele in, Palm out. Monmouth down 11. Not out of this game by any stretch, but they need to hit some shots. Nesmith drives, tried to go down low to Brown, knocked out of bounds by Fordham. Smith came over. Monmouth ball as Andrew Nicholas comes in. Jermaine Myers comes back in as well.
Thomas needed a sub there. He lived pretty badly off the floor.
Yeah, so Short went out in the first half, and Thomas is walking very uncomfortably. Inbound to Khalil Brown. Now Nesmith. Steele, can he get a three here? Yes. MU cutting that lead to 8 at 69-61. Frazier on Nesmith now. One-on-one. Frazier will drive. Pick up his dribble. Go down low to Gaston. Gaston will move on O'Gara. Into the paint. Turnaround jumper. Good off the glass. Back to a 10-point advantage. Nesmith on the left wing. Nesmith tried to go to Nicholas. It was taken away by Myers. And Nicholas hammers him back the other way.
Smart foul. It was wide open lane to the basket. No other choice for Red but to hack him there. Don't want him to get the end one. Got a foul hard, and he did.
Old school playoff foul there. And that'll get us to our final media. 3:49 remaining. Fordham on top of Monmouth, 71-61. We step out for 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
We'd like to thank our friends at the DoubleTree of Tinton Falls and Holiday Inn Express of West Long Branch for their continued support of MU Athletics all season long here on the Shore Sports Network. We'd like to invite you to visit both of those great locations, the DoubleTree right off the Parkway on Hope Road and the Holiday Inn Express right off of Route 36 just as you enter what I'd like to consider Monmouth territory, right when you get in to West Long Branch. Right now, Monmouth territory is not here in the Bronx. They're down to Fordham, 71-61, Gary, with 3:49 remaining, and Jermaine Myers at the foul line. First free throw is too strong off the back iron.
Hawks ended the first half on a 14-2 run, and they're going to need something similar here to overcome this late 10-point deficit. If not, they'll end non-conference play under 500 at 5-7, or 5-8, I believe.
Myers hits the second one.
And headed to NEC play with a loss, which is not optimal, but a chance really to redeem yourself when conference play starts, which is the most important part.
And the other part is four-game losing streak right now. Five-game losing streak heading into Thursday. Not optimal. Red Nicholas will try a three. Way off. Didn't even hit the rim. Shot him over the rim off the backboard. MU down 11, under 3.5 to go. And Jesse Steele's going to foul Myers. Coach Rice not happy with Jesse's foul there, as it'll be two free throws for Myers. And Gary, with each passing minute, it looks like 5-8, a lot more of a reality than 6-7.
Unfortunately, that seems to be the case. And you don't want to say unlucky would be the word, because the Hawks, they haven't been able to hit their shots. They haven't played great games, but now two games in a row, teams have really lit it up from downtown.
Tyrone O'Gara will take a seat. Spinella's come back in. He's got four fouls. Myers hit them both. 74-61 now the lead. For what's going to be the fifth game in a row, it's MU just not able to make shots. Here, Khalil Brown blocked by Canty right at the rim. You know, the concern, Gary, is that, as Fordham brings it up, not hitting shots against Syracuse and Maryland is one thing, but not hitting shots against Fordham, who is a good team, and the Atlantic 10 is a much better league than the Northeast Conference, it's still going to be a concern heading into Thursday.
For sure it'll be a concern. I mean, no matter who you play in basketball, of course, you got to knock down your shots as Fordham takes a timeout. You got to hit your shots. You're not going to win any games without hitting your shots. The Hawks have not performed well from the field today. 20 out of 59, just under 34%. 6 out of 23 from behind the arc. That's good for just 26%. you look at some of the numbers here, and some of them kind of jump out at you. Jesse Steele, 2 of 13 shooting, 1 of 7 from three-point land. Khalil Brown, 1 of 5. Andrew Nicholas, 3 of 10. There's just a couple of guys on there. Deion Nesmith, 2 of 6. I mean, those are your scorers. And when they put up numbers like that, when they get into a funk all at one time, it seems like that always happens. It's going to be tough for this team to win a lot of games.
Hey, you're right. It's one thing if one guy has an off day or two, but like a team-wide slump right now.
Seems like they busted out of it at the end of that first half.
The intercepted pass here. Nicholas takes one away. He'll dunk it with a left hand in transition, cutting that lead to 74-63. Right in the double digits now with 10. MU's going to have any chance. They got to get a stop here. Gaston. Fouled by Nicholas. The top of the key. That's Red's fourth. It'll be two free throws for Chris Gaston. Gaston misses the first free throw. Well, if he misses this, and MU gets the rebound, it's as good as a stop. Second free throw is good. Christian White checks in. We also get Mandel Thomas, who hobbled off earlier. He'll check back in. So Nesmith, White, Steele, Spinella, and Nicholas, the MU five. All five capable of hitting three-point shots. Steele will try one from the wing. Swishes that one home. 75-66 now the Fordham lead. 2:10 to go. Thomas and Smith will break the press. Leave one behind for Frazier. MU's now going to pressure up all over the floor. Thomas straight away with Christian White. Was top of the key, Frazier, and Jesse Steele commits a foul. And Coach Rice looks over to Jesse to say why. It looked as though Jesse fouled intentionally. Not intentionally, but fouled him on purpose. I don't think that's what Coach was calling for. They didn't need to foul there.
You have a minute 50 down by 9. 9 is technically still a 3-possession game. Now it's 10 with that free throw. That's tough. That's a tough situation. I think you're right on the borderline of do I foul, do I not?
Well, I mean, it was clear Coach Rice's orders were not to foul, but I don't know, maybe a miscommunication is Frazier hits them both. He now has 11. 77-66. Fordham leads. We near 100 seconds to go. Steele, nice move. Pinned off the backboard is Thomas. What a block by Mandel Thomas. That ankle not bothering him there. He's now at 90 seconds to go. Fordham just dribble this out here. 80 seconds left. Thomas top of the key with White on him. Crossover. Thomas has it momentarily taken away, but he gets it back and converts. 79-66. There's your dagger with a minute to go. Steele will try a three. He'll get that one to go. Late flurry here from Jesse. We'll cut this lead to 10 with less than 1 minute remaining. Gaston to inbound. And Christian White momentarily thought he had a steal on the inbound, but it goes out of bounds off of Christian. Timeout here by Coach Pecora. 50 seconds remaining, and Monmouth trailing Fordham 79-69. You know what my favorite part of this game has been? That jacket that just walked by you. Look at it.
Oh, wow.
The New York Giant 3-time Super Bowl champion jacket.
It's now 4.
Oh, he doesn't know that.
Fair enough.
Making light of, obviously, what's going to be a loss here for the Hawks, Gary. Down 10 with 50 seconds left, and it looks as though MU will go into break at 5-8. Fordham will improve to 4-10, barring a miracle. We will get Coach Rice's thoughts post-game. We'll try to get him early, so then we can get out of here and then let everyone enjoy their New Year's Eve festivities, including our engineer, Lauren Bajica, doing a great job engineering this evening's game. Don't worry, Lauren, I want to get home too. So Fordham will inbound. MU will pressure up man full and get into Frazier. Looks as though the Hawks won't foul. There's about a 15-second differential between the game and shot clock. Myers has it with now 35 seconds to go. Shuffles it over to Thomas on the wing. We'll move on Christian White. He'll now drive. Pull it up. Smith will get into the lane. Thomas will try a three. And why not? It falls. That's the theme of this game. Fordham knocking down shots from outside. Their ninth three. As MU's down 82-69 with 13 seconds to go. White hits one off the window. Christian White's going to have 5 points in this game. But Fordham will win. The final will be 82-71. And MU will go into the new year with a five-game losing streak to begin Northeast Conference play this Thursday at 7 p.m. at Wagner in Staten Island.
It's a tough one to swallow, and it doesn't get any easier at Wagner on Thursday. This was a game that the Hawks seemed to be in control of late in that first half, and they couldn't. I guess they didn't come out with as much energy as I would have expected in that second half. Weren't able to close the door. They're up five at halftime. Fordham cut into that pretty quickly, and were able to put it away with just a barrage of threes.
Yeah, the Rams go, I believe, 9 of 19 from three-point range. They trail Monmouth at halftime by five. The Hawks ultimately fall 82-71. We're going to get Coach Rice very quickly here post-game, and then we will say goodbye courtside here at Rose Hill Gymnasium. Joined now by the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks, Coach King Rice. And Coach Rice, for the second straight game, your Hawks, unfortunately, the victims of great outside shooting from the opposition as Fordham comes in and wins this game.
Well, great outside shooting means bad defense. And we have to get better, guys. And I'm not going to soft sell it. When teams punch us in the face, we don't do a good job of responding. And that's my job, like I always say. And we're going to keep working until we get it right.
Well, Coach, now we look forward to Northeast Conference play starting Thursday at Wagner. Tough game against a tough opponent. And unfortunately, the Hawks will go into that game on a five-game losing streak. Is it that easy? Can the switch be flipped when league play starts? Because you could say, yeah, the non-conference is important, but it really now really matters starting Thursday.
No, there's no such thing as a switch being flipped. You have to do it in practice first. And then when you get consistent in practice, then you will get better in the games. And we're trying to get better in practice, and right now we're not getting good enough in practice. And we play good for about 20 minutes of games, but we are not playing good basketball right now, and it's all my fault.
Well, Coach, we do appreciate a couple of minutes, a couple of bright spots in this game. It did look as though, you know, late in the game, Jesse Steele getting the stroke back, but inconsistent during the course of the game. Christian White had a nice little some nice contribution. What's the focus now heading into Thursday?
Our team. It does not matter who we're playing. Our team has to improve. We have to be tougher first. And until we get tougher, okay, until you get tougher, when teams go at us, we go at teams, they keep playing. Teams go at us, we stop playing. And like I said, that's my job to not have that happen. I'm going to find five kids that will keep playing, and those will be the guys that play.
Well, Coach, we appreciate a few minutes here in the post game. Want to wish you, unfortunately, after the loss, a happy new year. Thanks for joining us, and good luck on Thursday.
All right. Happy new year, Eddie. Happy new year to all the Monmouth fans. Hopefully we'll get better soon.
Thank you, Coach Rice, for joining us here post game. That's head coach King Rice joining us here right after the game on the Shore Sports Network. Gary, obviously a dejected Coach Rice going into now the new year and NEC play on a five-game losing streak. And obviously not a happy camper as his Hawks fall 82-69.
Not a happy guy, of course, after a loss. But it's got to be tough because I feel that Coach Rice is a motivator. And he comes out every game with the same fire and intensity. And I think it has to be frustrating for him, for some of his guys. I don't want to say that they come out without fire and intensity, but I think some guys more than others. And it's also got to be frustrating because there's points in the game where you look where it looks like the Hawks are can play with a lot of teams, and then they don't knock down their shots, and then they go on dry spells like they did.
Monmouth Falls, 82-69 to Fordham. We'll quickly run you down the post-game statistics, and they're presented by our friends at Scala's Pizzeria in West End Long Branch. Scala's, where family and friends meet to eat. Three Hawks in double figures, led by Jesse Steele's 13. Hit three threes late, but that really covered up. Not a good shooting day for Jesse, 4 out of 16. 12 for Steven Spinella, 10 for Andrew Nicholas, 9 for Marcus Ware, 8 for Deion Nesmith. Four Rams in double figures, led by Chris Gaston's double-double, 19 points, 10 rebounds, 18 for Brian Smith. The Rams shoot 54% in the second half, including 7 of 10 from 3, and outscoring MU after halftime, 54-38, and earning this 11-point win. We'll now take a look at our upcoming road game, and it's presented by Coach USA. Coach USA driven with pride. It is this Thursday. MU takes to the road against Wagner. 7 p.m., Gary, as the Hawks will begin NEC play and needing to fix a lot of things to get back on track.
Yeah, there's a couple things that they do need to fix. That perimeter defense, as Coach Rice just talked about, is definitely a major thing. Villanova did it with a couple of ridiculous threes, but Fordham really did it tonight with that flurry of threes that put the game out of hand. A lot of those were open looks, and it wasn't like, you know, against Villanova, there was a couple shots where one was over Gary Cox, and one was, you know, a crazy bounce off the rim. These were all pretty generic three-pointers that the Hawks just missed an assignment somewhere. I think that definitely has to improve. They had this problem last year towards the end of non-conference play. You look back to the second to last non-conference game last year at Lafayette. Lafayette, I believe, hit 14 three-pointers in that game. So it was the same kind of thing going into NEC play. Stop teams from shooting the three-pointer. Hopefully it's something they can get hammered out because Wagner can shoot it.
Yeah, they can. And they're going to get their main shooter, Latif Rivers, back for Thursday. Well, MU went 10-8 in NEC play a year ago. We'll see if they can hopefully improve on that number this year. They conclude non-conference play at 5-8. And Fordham will now move to 4-10. Well, Gary, thanks for making this historic broadcast this afternoon as we combine the forces of WMCX with the Shore Sports Network. And also thank you to your engineer, Brad Brown. Great job, pal, this afternoon as always. And I'm sure we can let the fans know that they'll get you normally on WMCX this Thursday.
Eddie, thank you for having me. And, yeah, I'll be back with Robert Pina on Thursday night. And hopefully the Hawks can get things back started rolling with an NEC win.
Sir, great job this evening. I will also welcome in my usual broadcast partner, Matt Harmon. And we'll have Steve Bazaz with us on Thursday at Wagner as well. For Gary Kowal and Brad Brown with the crew with WMCX and our engineer, Lauren Bajica, I am Eddie Iacopinti, thanking you all for listening to this broadcast of Monmouth Men's Basketball on New Year's Eve. Unfortunately, the Hawks fall 82-71, but we want to wish everyone listening a very happy, healthy, and safe New Year. We'll catch you all in 2013 right here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Every day, enjoy. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.